The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. And they are Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian Be Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas counter.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really want to get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation.
G'day everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 60 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And with me as always are my two lovely co-hosts. The first up, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hey, hey, I'm here, we are back, I'm doing alright, how you doing, Bede?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. I'm just very excited to be doing this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, mainly because it's my pick once again.
Damn it.
But before I reveal what that pick is, we got to introduce our other co-host and also the Canadian portion of this show. And that, of course, is the one, the only Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Good day. I am doing all right and mighty fine in this Arctic wilderness of Canada. It's March already. Stop snowing.
Yeah, why is it snowing?
Come on, get your shit together, snow.
Yeah, shouldn't it be, like, it's spring over there. It should be, like, warming up and everything by now.
It was freezing rain and, like, minus 15 today. I mean, what the fuck? Seriously. But I'm glad to be watching this movie. Because we continue with what we just realized 5 minutes before we started recording. It's comic sequels month on the 2B Tuesday podcast.
Indeed, indeed. Because our previous episode, which was Punisher Warzone, started off the... And we'll continue that with this episode and also Marcy's pick on the next one. But so all those wondering, what film, which comic book sequel have I chosen for this episode of the show?
Although funnily enough, of our picks were actually just coincidentally sequels.
Well, that is true. Mm. That is very true. Like, it wasn't planned by design. It just sort of happened that way.
It is now officially a trope on this show is fuck the first movie of a franchise. We're going right to 2, 3, or possibly 7.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, exactly. And for this episode of the show, since it is my pick once again, I've decided for comic book sequel month that we are going to do a film that up to at least maybe a few days ago I had never seen before. I kept seeing it pop up on Tubi and I thought, you know what? Hopefully this movie might be a good choice for the show, and having finally watched it in prep for the show, I definitely think it is. And that, of course, is the 1989 sequel, The Return of Swamp Thing, which, of course, is the sequel to the 1982 film Swamp Thing, which was directed by Wes Craven.
Indeed.
This one is not done by Wes Craven.
No.
Very obviously not. Instead, this film was directed by Jim Woronski. And if I butchered his name, please forgive me. And if you're listening to this show, please don't yell at me. but he directed this film. And of course, he's the filmmaker behind Chopping Mall. And this is one of his follow-up films from Chopping Mall. And I got to say, like, even though it has a lot of the same players from the first Swamp Thing, tonally, it's a very different movie compared to the first. Now, Batch, I know you've seen this movie.
Marcy, long time ago. I don't think I've seen it. I think I've seen this once.
And Marcy, have you seen Return of Swamp
Thing? I have not. So,
So we're definitely going to be in for a good one because two of us have seen it, and only one hasn't. but the question is, though, will this be one of the better ones or will this be one of the worst ones? Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But, I think this is going to be one of the first movies that we can't relate to the LA Wars.
Ooh, well, we'll have to, like, watch it and find how we can relate it back to Punisher Warzone and the LA Wars in some way. I have a feeling, because we've been pretty good with our consistent, like, thread throughout all of Phase 2 of this show. So I have a feeling we will find something. It might be a very loose thread, but it has to be something. So
we need someone to make one of those conspiracy boards, like on the side of a wall that just links all the movies together. And
exactly, if any of our fans out there are listening to the show right now want to do that for Phase 2, definitely feel free to do that and then bring it back to us. If not, I'll do it myself. I have a pretty good idea of, like, all the threads so far for this season, so we'll see how this one goes. But we'll get straight to the movie. And of course, all of our listeners out there, if they want to watch the film, you can find it on Tubi if it is playing in your part of the world, or you can watch it on via other streaming methods or even on DVD and Blu-ray. So I'll count us down from 5, and when I say go, that's when we play the movie, and we'll make sure to stop to pause when the ads play, let you know, and when they are over, and then we'll give timestamps as well.
Yes.
So let's get straight to it. Marcy Batch, are you ready to go back to the swamp with Return to Swamp Thing?
No, because we're watching Return of Swamp Thing. So.
Well, that is true. Yes, Return of Swamp
Return to Swamp Thing is a completely different movie.
Yes.
That was the parody version.
That is true. Apologies for mistitling the movie again, but let's get right to it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. We are off.
So since we are talking about plant-based elements in this film, Batch, what are you smoking this week?
Smoking some nut butter from Bazam.
Ooh, nice.
It's just fun to say nut butter.
Ew.
Nut.
Although I find it interesting, this is Return of Swamp Thing, and one of the production companies on this film is The Orchard. Mm-hmm. So the plant theme is already going into full effect with this movie.
We're straight to the swamp already.
Indeed.
See, that's my smoke right there. That's
Once upon a time in the swamp.
Are we sure this is a swamp, or is this Washington D.C. when Trump was president?
Little column A, little column B. Now we should also note that Heather Locklear is in this movie.
Yes.
Fucking nerd! There's a fucking nerd in this hunting group.
Look at that fucking nerd hunter.
And his glasses are huge. They're at least 10 sizes bigger than his head.
They are. That's like perfect nerd glasses right there.
Yes. But you're right, Batch. Heather Locklear is in this movie.
So why are they in the swamp?
Really
clean fatigues, I might add.
And having machine guns as well, but to be fair, this is America.
To be fair.
Although the dude wearing, like, the fisherman's hat, he looks like Bill Murray.
I was going to say he's a little Bill Murray-esque.
Now that I say that, I want Bill Murray to be in a Swamp Thing film.
He should have been already.
Bill Murray should be Swamp Thing.
This looks like they filmed it in someone's backyard.
They probably did.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I wouldn't imagine they would, like, for night scenes, they would shoot it in a real swamp, which may have, like, alligators and snakes and everything like that.
Did you guys watch the HBO Max Swamp Thing series?
Nah.
No, I've been meaning
fucking fantastic. You guys should watch it. So good.
Yeah. It sucks that they literally canceled that after the first episode, even though the series actually, the ratings for it actually went up and up as the series went on.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that dude's mo. It kind of looks like mine.
Is that you in the movie?
Yes. Although I think I'm a debt that I need to be in this movie as the guy in the most so I can punch that fucking nerd.
Do you have a bucket hat? You can recreate that right now.
I used to wear a bucket hat like that when I was younger.
You didn't have much of a choice as a kid.
No, I didn't.
No.
Everyone had to wear bucket hats. Even in school, we had to wear a bucket hat. Excuse me, I've got to take a piss in the swamp.
I was going to say, is he doing a pee in the swamp?
Yeah.
Doesn't he realize?
So many mosquitoes are attacking his dick right now.
Doesn't he realize this swamp is made of the same stuff that's in the deathbed?
That's a very valid point.
I nearly made Beedrill's spit take.
Cha-ching. You almost did.
Pat myself on
the
back.
This is the longest piss ever. It's been going on for about 20 minutes now.
It's like the piss you take when you just wake up in the morning.
Yes.
What's with the growling? This isn't a shark attack movie. My new favorite subtitle. Low screaming or something. I already forgot what it was.
Hey, Morty. Is that you, Morty? Come on, Morty.
Come on, Morty.
Mark. Marco. Polo.
Oh, gee, Rick, I got what to do. I'm take a pee, and then I got attacked by an alligator.
I think the alligator just killed it because of their hat.
The alligator wanted the hat.
Alligator.
The alligator.
Morty.
Is Morty a person or a dog?
He's a person, but like both. He's under the water. You saw him go under the water.
Yep.
Look, Gosh, Morty's a hat!
Damn it, I was gonna make that joke. Our Morty's a hat!
As long as the hat's safe, all is good.
What the? What is that?
That's like a reject kaiju from a Godzilla movie.
I assume that's one of Anton Arcane's monsters from the first movie.
You can see the costume. Like, you could see the headpiece coming off.
Yes.
Why does that other guy look like John Cleese?
I was going to say, he does look like John Cleese. It's like John Cleese and Bill Murray.
And did you see how that the swamp thing, like, or whatever that thing was? It just, like, put its hand to its heart and, like, fell forward.
One thing you're going to realize very quickly, Marcy, compared to the first Swamp Thing film, this one, tone-wise, is more sillier and tongue-in-cheek compared to the first film.
So it's like Tammy and the T-Rex.
Yes. Oh, wait, maybe not as insane, but definitely has that kind of vibe to it.
Whee! Oh, he lost his glasses.
Oh, jinkies!
Jinkies.
My glasses!
He won't go anywhere without his glasses.
We need help. Oh, look, it's someone...
Well, hello.
Oh, we've wandered on the set of an Andy Sidaris film.
To be fair.
It is an Andy Sidaris film.
I'm sorry, but we will not allow, like... I'm sorry, but we will not allow John Cleese or Bill Murray knockoffs in this movie. I hope this gross foot isn't a monster.
What is it?
He's wearing pants. I like how it's wearing pants.
It's wearing an outfit.
It's like a giant, like, what is it? Like a leech. A very big, long leech.
It looks like the fly from the 50s, the movie.
Yeah, that's right. It does look like the fly. Oh, my head! Don't eat my head! I still need to you! I'm still smart!
Oh my god.
It's Swamp Thing!
What the hell you think is you can,
you think you can come here with a worse costume than mine? I'm gonna slap you around like you're Chris Rock.
Oh, Bede, come on. That joke is already old.
Well, by the time this episode drops, it would have already been dated, Marcy.
Bede, it's dated now. Have we lost Batch?
Lost Batch?
I think we've lost Batch.
Oh, no. My joke killed Batch's feet.
It did. So why does Swamp Thing just look like he got that costume for $2?
Well, he had his mum make it for him.
This is what happens when you become a vegan.
You turn into like, oh, we have lost Batch. He's gone. No,
but oh hopefully God, he'll be back. That is the worst outfit costume.
I think they kind of downgraded the costume compared to the first movie.
Yeah, like a lot.
Thank you. My name's Dugan. Harry Dugan.
Thank you, Mr. Giant Monster Plant Creature Thing.
They call me Swamp Thing.
But you can call me Mr. Swamp Thing.
You can call me Mr. Swamp Thing.
The return of Mr. Swamp Thing.
Coming to an office near you.
Oh yeah, some Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I was about to say.
I grew up on Creedence Clearwater Revival. My dad used to play their greatest hits album.
Oh, my mum did, yeah. Oh, look, he's back. Matt,
you're back.
Fuck you, Craven.
You're not supposed to press that button.
It was funny. You didn't see it coming.
Hey, Craven, how do you feel that we're watching a DC movie and not a Marvel movie?
You guys are a bunch of traitors. I mean, I don't care. I don't get paid on this show. You can watch whatever you want. But, come on, gotta watch some Marvel movies like last week. Where was I last week?
Indeed. Oh, well, we won't spoil what Marcy's next pick is gonna be, but it does go back to the Marvel movie well. We'll just leave it at that. And I don't think anyone is going to guess what the movie's going to be.
No. Not at all.
I do like that they like have all the comic panels from Swamp Thing in the opening credits.
Yeah, they're like, do you want to see some really cool shit? And that's not in the rest of this movie? Here, look at the comic panels.
Wow, Swamp Thing went up against the devil. And there's robots? Unfortunately, there's no robot dogs in this movie.
Well, see you later then. That's not fair.
Yes. Don't mind me, I'm just grooving along to Creedence. On the bayou!
Jeez.
Sorry.
All right. So, what's the plot of this movie? What's the actual plot of this movie?
It's Swamp Thing trying to defeat bad guys. That's all you
help.
Need to know.
That doesn't help. Is this how Swamp Thing babies get made?
Yes. That's Swamp Thing's sperm.
Ew. Oh, there she is.
Oh, hello. Heather Locklear.
Booby Fair.
Booby Fair.
Heather be... Heaver be thy name.
Well, now.
I mean, what's going on here? Don't mind me, I'm just gonna water some plants.
So, she's a florist?
Yes. And I like how she even wears, like, a shirt that has flowers and everything all over it.
And she likes stroking plants.
Hey now.
All these plants have names. One's name's Tommy and Chucky and Murray.
Well, I named all the plants outside.
Shut up, Heather. I'm trying to watch the first Swamp Thing movie.
Oh, she lost said Batch again.
No!
Damn it, Craven.
Damn it, Craven.
Is she just eating Campbell's soup out of the tin?
Yes.
That's a bit, like, rude.
I just realized that the book on the next to the TV is Roots.
Oh.
They're really going for the whole plant theme in this shop.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Roots has nothing to do with plants whatsoever.
No, they just liked the title. Oh, ad. For Coles Jr.
Speaking of eating...
1302 timestamp.
Well, it makes sense that we have a Carl's Jr.'s ad because we actually Carl's Jr. actually has opened up in Australia in the past.
It must be nice. I want one in Ontario.
It wasn't too bad. No. I don't know. I thought it was a bit overrated, to be fair.
Maybe it's kind of like a... it's better in the US than it is in Australia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's one ad. And another ad. Yes.
Yep, so at the moment we're at 13 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yes.
And we'll let our audience know when the... Oh, speaking while this is happening, I can do trivia.
Well, by the time you get the trivia, we'll be back to the movie, Bede.
Well, I'm almost there.
Yeah, so is the ad's almost finished. And I have to give the timestamp, so... You know.
With this film, Dick Durlock, who plays Swamp Thing...
coming back now.
Sorry.
1303.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, now you can give us trivia.
Alright. So, according to trivia, with this film, Dick Durlock, who plays Swamp Thing, became the first actor since Christopher Reeve to reprise the role of a DC Comics protagonist.
I think he even did it for the TV show, the first TV show.
Yeah, he did.
I have that on DVDs.
Yeah, because the after this movie, about probably 2-3 years later after this film, there was a follow-up TV show that Dick Durlock came back and reprised the role of Swamp Thing for, and I think that show ran for about 3 seasons, I think?
Yeah, on the USA Network.
And this is, I think, Lewis Jordan, who, as Dr. Arkin... Kane, sorry. And, of course, he was the bad guy in the first film.
I don't know how he's looking normal again because he's transferred into a monster at the end of the first episode, but we're not going to pay attention to that.
Exactly.
No, it gets a clean slate now, so...
This lady looks like Angelica Houston. It's freaking me out. Oh, it's the Elephant Man.
Stop stealing my jokes. Bloody hell.
I apologize, Barzy.
I was going to say, David Lynch is filming... Like, what are you doing, bro?
I'm just going to talk like this because I'm the bad guy.
I want earrings.
I wish I could be Malcolm McDowell.
Now I want Malcolm McDowell in this movie now. Yep, sir, it checks out. Your mustache is the best part of your body.
That's what someone looks like after they go on a date with Louise Lasser.
Hey, boy.
Can somebody say Louise Lasser?
Oh, God.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everybody. I'm just coming onto the show to say hello and talk about my date with Craven's Proper Shaven last week.
How did that go? How did that go?
It was so lovely. Shaven took me out to an all-you-could-eat pumpkin pie restaurant where we had nothing but that for three-course meal. And also, we drank a lots of bottle of red wines. And then he also took me to a really fun park where you basically ride on a giant vacuum cleaner. It was so lovely.
I just realized something. So when we think back to Night Killer, that mask was just a hollowed out creature from this movie.
Ooh.
Pretty much. Ooh.
I have so much more to say about the date, but I gotta go because I hear my rotary phone ringing. So I'll be back a bit later. See everybody. Bye.
Bring.
Just be available if we need you, Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the fudge is going on here.
This is basically like the low budget. This is like the low budget sequel to The Fly.
I mean, this looks like the live action version of those early seasons of South Park with Dr. Mephisto and all those weird things he created.
It could be.
I want that lady's earrings. They're very fashionable. He'll turn you into Betty Ford. No.
It's almost as funny as my comb over.
Babe, don't joke about that.
Marcy, as a bald man, I can make fun of comb overs.
Oh yeah, right, I'm an American shit in Alabama.
What was that?
I'm not going to say the N-word, but it'd be pretty apropos for my job title where I am and the state that I do live in, but I'm not going to say it.
I know, because I've been busy trying to hunt down that James Bond over the course of 3 movies.
Lots of gets that joke.
Shut up. I'm not admitting also, you're funny.
Also, I'm coming back home. I was like, before I come around, so you can give me something so I don't have to take the vaccine. Because I would rather turn into a giant monster leech fly creature and get better and have 5Gs in my head. Because I'm the sheriff.
Let's just put out a scene of those creatures and say that's what happens when you get your booster shot.
Yes.
You watch everyone.
It happens when you leave it. It's what happens when you don't get your booster shot.
Exactly.
That's the new strain of COVID. It turns you into one of those things.
Meanwhile, on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere.
Meanwhile. What the bloody hell is this car?
Look at that hat.
Look at his hat.
Look at all of it.
There's some amazing hats in this movie.
Yeah, I think you need to replace your wig collection with some hats, mate.
I do. Yeah. Well, to be fair, I need both a wig and hat collection. Mm-hmm.
I was just about to say that.
Because I can have the wig, and then I can have the hat on top of my head. These swipes are amazing. It's not like a Star Wars swipe where it's cross. It's like foom foom foom. It's like we missed a fray. Foom foom foom.
I would have liked some star wipes, actually.
Now, Dr. Arcane, you haven't been killing Bill Murray and John Cleese impersonators in the swamp again, have you?
It's a little bit.
Why is that guy's shirt all open in the background? It's creepy. Thank you, Doc.
Now go with this lady. She'll take you to the nearest Andy Sidaris movie.
Look at his hairy chest.
I know. He's owning it. So hairy. Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, I'm going to show off my hairy chest to everyone.
Ugh. Oh, he clearly has no shame.
Like, everyone sees the hairy chest is like, ooh. But then they see his hairy back, they're like, bleh.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm a big character who's doing the exposition.
I see. She's a daughter, eh?
Abigail Arcane.
Excuse me, sir. Are you taking me to the Motley Crue concert like I asked?
I have to go see Tommy.
Before he marries Pamela.
That's a show. Oh my god, we powered through that.
Yeah, it was
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I've been meaning to, so I'll have to do that very soon. There is way too many...
Tommy Lee's penis needs to go in our Hall of Fame, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, everybody, Emma Locklear is here. Calm down!
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Okay, so basically, to give the gist of what's happening, Marcy, like, Dr. Arcade is doing all these experiments on a bunch of people, but they're all turning them into monsters, right? And because he wants to find a way to kind of rejuvenate himself so he can be younger. So he realizes that the only other person who was able to do that was Heather Locklear's mother, who he was married to. Since she has the same genetic makeup, she could be the answer that he is looking for.
So he's going to kill her, essentially.
Yeah.
And Swamp Thing will save the day, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that is going to be good.
It's like Jim Wynorski just was like, you know what? I need impersonators of other actors in this movie. Because that lady looks way too much like Angelica Houston.
She's already
bring your hat.
She's my favorite character.
Yes.
This is the Stone Cold bitch.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello, Heather. Are you jealous of my earrings?
Hello, you can call me Riff Raff.
Your stepfather and I hope to be able to reverse the aging process. Yes, So I don't have to have a comb over anymore.
Look, it's not his fault he has to have a comb over.
Well, that is true, but, you know, I mean, have comb-overs ever looked good? No.
No.
Yes, there's even flowers in Heather Locklear's hat.
Yeah, they're on the outside and inside. Wow, I just saw the world's biggest camel toe. The lady who was by the door, as I looked at her, and all I could see was camel toe.
Actually, wow. There's a funny bit of interesting bit of trivia about that.
Camel toes?
Yes. Well, it has something to do with some part of her body. Let me just find out. Let's see. Boobs. Okay, so according to the DVD commentary, Jim Wynorski wanted Lewis Jordan to refer to the character of Miss Poncenta, who's the female henchman, as Points, but Jordan refused because he knew that the character's nickname was a sexual innuendo referring to her breasts. Wynorski then asked Jordan, weren't you in a movie called Octopussy? Jordan refused to speak to Wynorski for pretty much for the remainder of the shoot after that.
Oh my god.
Alright then. Working on a large humanitarian project.
We can call my stepfather many things, but humanitarian. We're going to be making wigs like the ones from Ninja Terminator. And they're going to make us millions.
And millions. What's it to you?
We're turning people into half wigs, half animals.
Ask the doctor. They got the rejects from the island of Dr. Moreau. I can't even hear Beat. I think he muted himself.
Oh, sorry. I had to, like, step aside for a second because that was really funny what Batch just said.
Now listen, it's me, Marlon Brando. Why wasn't I Dr. Moreau in this? This could have been the plant life of Dr. Moreau.
Well,
so this is a prequel to the Marlon Brando movie with Val Kilmer.
Yes. Oh, I see you've got a lot. You're wearing that lower back dress I bought you. In fact, I like what I see
very much, and what I don't see. You like what you see?
I love what I see.
Well, it's a good thing she escaped the Phantom Zone.
That's right. Marcy, you just blew my mind, because when I watched this movie the other week, I was like, why does she look familiar? And you're right, she was from the first two Superman films, and it's only now clicked.
How did you not realize that?
So this is interesting, because she's like one of the first actors to appear in other DC properties.
As a different character.
She's an OG.
Yeah. So there is a variant of her who's a Krypton out in the multiverse.
Oh, skeleton.
Skull. What's a cool effect?
Foreshadowing.
That paint. Yeah. No. No, I don't want to star in The Perfect Man with Hilary Duff. My obscure joke right there. Meanwhile, at a trailer park, just to show how much of a backwards town this is.
Uncle Sheds, where the byway meets the highway. No reasonable rebate.
So, what's a byway?
I don't know. Is it like a highway that's like split in two?
We used to have like a retail store in Canada called Byway.
All right, I'm going to find out what a byway is. This kid makes me laugh. He sounds like he's being dubbed over. Open up the stupid door!
Hey, it's Chunk from Goonies.
It's Eric Cartman.
Oh god, it is.
Eric Cartman. It is Eric.
No,
god damn it, Carly! You let me inside right now, seriously.
You know who this kid looks like? He looks like a child version of John C. Reilly.
Jesus, Bede.
He does, and now I can't unsee it.
Now, the sad thing is these two kids are actually in the TV show, too.
Are they really?
They are, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Because they were so popular, they brought them back for the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm on Google right now. What is a byway? Because I need answers to these things. Okay, a byway in the United Kingdom as a track.
You can't be cool, bro.
Which is too minor to be called a road. So it's kind of like a small road.
Okay. Oh, look, MTV.
It's MTV.
Oh, Playboys.
And Titty Mags.
Booby.
This Swamp Thing is for the MTV generation. It's got to be more hip.
Look at these babes. Check out one of these. What is he looking
at? Marcy, it's Andy Sidaris as a kid.
Well, sometimes you do find pornography in the woods, so it makes sense to find pornography in the swamp.
Mm-hmm. Swamp Thing is really missing those magazines. What is with this kid's accent?
You know, I mean, Swamp Thing's favorite magazine is Swamp Tits.
Oh, no.
Swamp Ass?
Swamp Ass.
Swamp Ass. I'm crying right now. I apologize. I've been crying for about 2 minutes now.
You're laughing at your own jokes.
I know. I shouldn't laugh at my own jokes, but even it just made me laugh. Look, it's just... I'm here for the child, John C. Reilly.
You can't steal my porn.
They didn't even close the door properly.
It's weird this kid's dubbed over. No kid sounds like him.
It's Eric Cartman's southern cousin.
He's my favorite character in the whole movie. I'm just going to point it right now. I know you're the deciding vote.
There he is.
This kid needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
He does. I think he does.
Whee!
Man's Monster Central around here tonight.
That kid's gonna grow.
That kid sounds like Eric Cartman in the NASCAR episode.
Yes. The kid's gonna grow up to be Alex Jones. They're going, see, I watch! Swamp Thing and the little. And the other boss trying to make the frogs gay!
First of all.
Special effects is tremendous.
Why are those two poles sparking lightning?
Because they're the other Highlanders we never knew about.
Yes.
They're trying to get to the quickening.
That's a fire.
And now half of everyone in this trailer park is dead.
Man, what a great fire!
Everything's blown the shit up.
That kid might be the greatest actor of all time.
I think we also have a supporting actor contender as well for the 2B Tuesday Awards. See, this is how you get rid of leeches. You set them on fire.
Yeah.
See, this movie is smart. Either that or just put salt on them. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Okay.
Thanks, Swamp Thing!
You got it,
yeah.
Pal!
Yeah! I need that as a gif, just a big thumbs up from Swamp Thing.
Hey, Marcy, that gif of him smiling needs to be on the podcast post.
I don't know how I'm going to
Local resort goes boom, explosion heard for miles.
It's caught with pornography.
It's caught with Swamp Thing's porn.
We just like to watch you, sir.
You
got it, Doc.
You think we can have our breakfast first, or do we have to watch you first eat your breakfast?
Wow, he had a big wedgie. Oh, ad.
He does! He has like a... Okay, ad, and it's Carl's Jr. again. He had like two strings going up 15. His ass crack. Okay, yeah. 31. He had two... That henchman had two strings going up his ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just the one ad, guys. 31:16, we are back with a helicopter. What is this, the A-team?
Let's go fishing!
Look at these star wipes.
What is this?
The common area.
It's just footage from the first movie.
Well, there we go. With this montage, the alien wars have made their way to the swamp.
Yes.
They have.
I want that outfit.
I'm ready for my date with Richie Sambora.
Oh my god. She's ready for her 20-year guest appearance on Melrose Place.
Yes.
Mr. Gunn?
Would you like me to put my... Sorry, go ahead, Batch.
This is Mr. Gunn and his accomplice, Tits McGee.
I think you mean Camel Toe McGee.
Say, would you like me to unbutton my shirt even more?
No.
This is his assistant, Cammy Camel Toe.
Cammy Camel Toe. Cammy Camel.
That's brilliant. You're a genius, Batch.
It's low-hanging fruit.
Well, what's interesting, though, because she's Abby Arcade, who's, like, is very much associated with Swamp Thing in the comics, but, like, big she character. Was meant to be, yeah, like, she was meant to be in the first movie, but then Wes Craven kind of changed the character, and it became a whole different character that Adrian Barbeau played in the first one.
Did you just say nipple character with Andrea Barbeau?
Maybe that's what I meant. I don't know.
That's a Freudian slip.
Yes.
No, that was nipple. Nipply. Split. Yes. Split.
Well, to be fair.
To be fair.
It's hard to concentrate when Heather Locklear's dress, like her nipples are literally pointing through the dress.
Bede, why do you have to look at down there? Her eyes are up there.
I made by choice.
She's presenting.
Hey, I'm dressed up as an Oscar. Say, so, you want to watch four different shows with me on the TVs behind me?
Is there a fish we can watch tank Netflix. Behind
you? Yes. Oh my god, sure. And also, Claire Danes is hiding behind that fish tank as well. And also, that bird sitting there for dinner.
What kind of shitty jewelry is that?
Oh, I'm sorry that ring of yours stabbed you in the finger.
This doesn't make sense. Mercenary's life. What is a five-letter word? That's a magazine he's reading.
This dude looks like Jeff Fahey. Like young Jeff Fahey.
With the world's hairiest chest.
Yes. He's Harry McGee.
Harry McGee?
These two went to the same security school as the security guards in that Robin Hood movie.
Yes.
I reckon they did. Especially the one that was in the background. He's, like, ripped off his sleeves.
Yep.
I like how between this henchman and Heather Locklear, he is showing more, like, cleavage than she is.
That thing just gets more open every time we see him.
Do you like my hairy chest?
No.
Would you like this to be... Would you like to see more of my buttons going unbuttoned?
No. No one wants to see that.
His chest hair is moist with the heat.
Who wants a moonshine?
Drink this moonshine and we'll see swamp things. Look at these stereotypical...
What is that, Seth Rogen?
It looks like Seth Rogen. That's like it's Beavis and Butthead. It's like suburb Beavis and Butthead.
No, this is you and Batch if you lived in the swamp.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'll be the dude with the yellow cap on backwards because I can imagine he has like he's hiding his bald spot on top. Oh shut up, Grinnell. It's time we went to town and
got us the woman. Yeah, that's definitely you.
Hopefully. Excuse me. Maybe I should talk to these homicidal country bumpkins. Something bad will happen. You guys wouldn't happen to know that. I knew if we drank this moonshine, Heather Locklear would appear in front of us. California. I hate
You talk funny?
Nope, Charles Bronson!
That's right. I know she's back there.
Hey, hello, it's me, the other Charles Bronson, and with my other brother, Charles Bronson. The Bronson brothers.
It's fanfare music.
I love how Jack Swamp Thing is.
I know. They obviously did that suit in a way so they could show off like how big and muscly Swamp Thing is.
It's pretty much a foam suit by the looks of it. Just say that guy's coleslaw?
He just did.
Yes.
Wow.
The only thing this movie's missing is like trauma levels of gore.
Yeah.
We need the team up of Swamp Thing and the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, you know, they could like team up for a movie. Why didn't that happen? Oh, hello, you're a plant. I'm not freaked out by this at all, meeting a humanoid plant creature.
You shouldn't be walking around. He's smart.
Who are you? I'm Alec Holland. Do I sound like I'm dubbed over?
No.
Why, hello there, I'm the Swamp Thing.
That sounds like an indictment.
Did those men hurt you? I'm sorry. Sometimes I forget what I look like.
You gotta be kidding.
He doesn't have a mirror, Heather Locklear.
I don't understand. How can that be?
He can't see what he looks like. You'll understand.
He smells like poo gas and compost.
Yeah, exactly. Like, him hanging out in the swamp, he probably smells like shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some shit on his nose, and I like how the looks of it.
Meanwhile, let's have flashbacks back to the previous movie and not showing Ray Wise, so I can be played by a different actor in human form in this film. And they're using the same stuff.
They accidentally cross-contaminated with Beyond Reanimator.
I was just about to make the exact same joke.
Each to it this time.
Indeed.
Well, it's the same formula, it just backfired this time.
Yes.
Or so I thought. Abby, Arcane is a very evil.
Sorry about all those waves in that flashback. It was really weird.
He does have a lot of pool on his face. Gotta find
out what happened. I'm into that sort of thing. I like it when guys have pool all over.
Ew.
Yeah.
What do you? Hey, there's no kink shame on this podcast.
Well, to an extent, yeah.
Yes, there is.
His best friend is Mr. Hanky.
Oh no! Ew.
Howdy ho, Swamp Thing.
Fuck you, Heather! I'm out of here.
What is up with his hair?
Look at that mullet.
Hair is weird. I like how all the henchmen wear the exact same, like, clothes as the head henchmen, even with the button-down shirts.
Except who had to, like, rip the sleeve. Actually, all of them ripped the sleeves off.
How much do you think Arcane pays by the hour, these henchmen? Are they getting dental?
Did you see that ass?
Yes.
On Swamp Thing.
That swamp ass. That
booty.
Ass.
You got booty on him. The hell?
Stop shooting me! I'm not the Toxic Avenger!
Oh dear lord, what is this? Did they?
This is for Man-Thing, but I'm not Man-Thing! Oh, and he blew up. And that's
the end. End.
And that's the end of the end of the movie.
And that's the end of that chapter.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. I'm so confused. What just happened?
they blew up Swamp Thing.
So he's dead? I'd
rather be yes.
For now.
For now.
Well, he was already dead.
Swamp Thing down. You can never keep a good Swamp Thing down. All right, fellas, make sure to keep your shirts buttoned down.
Their shirts are buttoned up, Bead.
Yeah, but they need to have them buttoned down to have the look.
Well, they don't. They just ripped their sleeves off. I'm very upset. Electricity crackling.
He's just going to regrow himself now.
So plants can actually conduct electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. And this must be the playroom. I don't think any crazed scientist...
Damn it, I thought this was Melrose.
Say what you will about this movie, at least it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Is it? I'm so confused.
To be fair, Marcy.
To be fair.
That's nearly every movie, though. I kid. Maybe. Now, Heather, we're going to do experiments on you, on your hair, so you can have a comb over like this guy behind me.
That's mean.
We need to do a brain scan on you while you keep falling for your musicians. I never
felt the same. Yes. Now listen, Doctor Arcane, you think this is the worst thing that's happened to me? Well, you haven't worked with Charlie Sheen. Not enough,
obviously. Boom. Now that
we have afraid it's a little... I am going for all the deep dive jokes on Heather Locklear.
Mm. Well, she didn't make that many movies, so...
What'd you ever do to her, Bede? I mean, what'd she ever do to you, Bede?
He wishes what he did to her.
Yeah, I know, right?
Exactly. Say, Dr. Lado, it's really good that you decided to go naked in bed with me, but you're not wearing these cool pajamas like I am. Coming. So basically, he had sex with pajamas on. He just used the dick hole in them.
Apparently. Allegedly.
He's from the Hugh Hefner style of having sex. Wear as many clothes as you can.
Mm. Yes. He's very insecure about his body.
And you have to have at least 50 Viagras. This is a rather private matter.
Yes.
That's what he's really doing with all these experiments. He's making a new form of Viagra. Mm.
Yes. Now, honey, Jack Nicholson's in the next room. Go see him.
What?
Meanwhile, in another part of the swamp that's swimming for all the poo and shit and poo and piss...
And electricity.
And poo.
Yes. And piss.
You would have to really be upset to be a superhero that's basically powered by piss and shit in the swamp.
You can't win them all, I guess.
Yes.
Not everybody can be the Flash.
Yes. And according to trivia... The as it says here, Dick Durlock's voice was overdubbed by an unknown actor, which neither Durlock nor director Jim Wynorski found out until the film premiered.
Jesus.
Which is very obvious when you see Swamp Thing talk that he's obviously dubbed over.
Mm.
I think he might have been dubbed over as well in the first film, but I can't remember.
Security man Conklin and
Dr. Sorrell do whatever is necessary.
Oh. Your comb over bores me. Just go away.
You really are mean to this guy and his comb over. What are with these transitions?
That was like the window shade transition.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Heather Locklear is braiding his chest hair.
That's a carpet on his chest. That's not even hair. That's like a one of those rugs you put out front of your door that you swipe brush your feet on that's on his chest.
That took you like 5 minutes to describe. I'm a bit disturbed. Company's better in
here. Well, I couldn't figure the name for it, Marcy, and I didn't want to embarrass myself again.
You're doing that like every 2 minutes. It's fine. Okay.
This dude obviously needs to be up for the Best Henchman Award for our...
I thought you were going
to
say Best Hair Award.
Well, that too. He could have Best Hairy Chest.
He gets nominated just for his hairy chest.
That's it. That's what he's being nominated for, is his chest.
Yes.
I think we're going to need a Best Booby Fair moment as well.
I think we need to, yes.
Mm.
Although I don't... Oh...
Why did I have to be born to look like Angelica Houston?
I bet she wishes she was back in the Phantom Zone.
Yes.
She's gonna bathe in the piss of the swamp.
She's bathing in Mountain Dew.
Ew. Someone needs to check the pipes.
Hey, that's fizzy water. It's the death bath.
Yeah.
The bath of these people.
That's the liquid from the deathbed that lives in Nilbog.
Yes. Doo doo. Alright. We're about quite a bit into this movie, and we still haven't thought of a link back to Punisher Warzone.
I don't know if we can do it.
I think I can. Alright. The only one I can think of is...
I got it.
Okay.
Jigsaw used these guys to fix his face. That's why it looks so shit.
Yes, the guy who did his face in Warzone worked for Dr. Arcane previously.
Okay, how about this one? The henchman guy, he was one of the mob henchmen, but he ran away because, you know, he was just going to get killed by the Punisher. Mm. So he went down south.
Mm.
Yes. They made a swap.
They did. They made
a swap. Excuse me, baby. I'm going to take off this belt so I can undo more buttons.
Ew. You can't guess my favorite operation. What's that, baby? A vasectomy.
Whoa. I'm going to tell you. Heather, that's not how vasectomies work.
That's a good line, though.
Yes. Heather Locklear is having way too much fun in this movie.
She knows what movie she's in.
Yeah, exactly. She definitely knows what movie she's in. I spent 10 years of training in henchman school so I learned how to undo all these buttons on my uniform.
I don't know what he learned at henchman school, but he was bottom of the class.
Yeah, he didn't even make it as far as the cool... wig wearing class that you get to in henchman school.
He spent 10 years in Okinawa. I spent 2 days in Bangkok. Bam!
Yes. That's a good joke.
Why is she helping her now?
Maybe she has an ulterior motive.
It's a trap.
Oh.
It's a trap! And if you look carefully in the backgrounds, Admiral Akbar is somewhere in that laboratory.
Mm. Add back to Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. really is promoting their products today.
49:37. Bede, you gotta learn to shut up when I gotta read the timestamps. Every time you talk when I need to say the timestamps.
I'm sorry. And we are over halfway to this movie.
Yes. I mean, what? Another ad coming up. Now, here's a shop I wish we had in Melbourne.
You guys don't have Old Navy's over there?
Nope. Loved Old Navy when I went to the States.
Why are all the dancers in this ad dressed up like the Wiggles?
Because that's what Old Navy sells, the Wiggles clothes.
Hmm.
They're wearing nerd clothes. Okay, we're almost back.
49:40. We are back to the bathtub of Nilbog.
If you told me that Swamp Thing is set in the same universe as Nilbog, or at least not far from where it lives, I would believe you.
Mm. So you can blow up Swamp Thing and he just regenerates in a bath.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
Because he is part of the green, so he can actually rebuild himself from anywhere there is, like, plant life.
Oh, okay. I know not a lot about something. To be fair.
Keep your cup.
Thank you.
That dude is too old to wear that henchman outfit. He's like 70 years old.
Yeah, no,
he's senior henchman. He's got seniority. He's been there since the beginning.
Yeah, why did he need to rip his sleeves off?
Exactly.
Oh, look, that's one thing.
He's a stuntman!
He's laying down the smackdown.
I didn't mean to wear these outfits!
Beej, you gotta dress up like the henchman.
Yes.
She knows who's
out. Hey, Swamp Thing, since you piped in, you want me to clean your pipes?
Oh, she knew who it was because they had that talk earlier.
But did he say her name was his name?
I don't know
Alec?
Now.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he said Alec, his name was Alec.
Okay, I missed that.
Where'd she get a gun from?
And she just killed that guy.
These are shitty henchmen.
And also, there's like random explosions around this compound.
Yeah, they have so many weapons, they can't shoot any of them, yet she's got this shotgun and can apparently kill three of them.
I like how there's a mixture, like, this is a very diverse henchman group, because there's both men and women among these henchmen.
And they're all shit.
As long as my sweater vest doesn't get hit by a shotgun, it's all good.
I mean, geez, you should have hired her to be a hench person.
Yes.
Oh, he
killed
only
four of them.
I just committed murder and got away with it.
Well.
Hold it. I have hair on my chest!
If only that's what he said was gross.
Alright, better do some waxing. Ew.
Is he leaking or something?
The question isn't whether Swamp Thing poops, because he is poop.
Oh, our favorite character's back.
They're back, yeah. This kid is the best.
This is John C. This is John C. Reilly preparing for his role in Step Brothers.
Jesus.
Meanwhile, the tranquil area of the swamp?
Give me some sexy hibbity-dibbity going on.
I just like to watch you sleep.
Yeah, not creepy at all.
Where are we? He's just standing there masturbating, watching her sleep.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, I'm a bachelor.
So what do you do? Order in?
The precursor to Shrek.
Jesus. Well, I seem to have that
effect on most of my boyfriends. See, the camera doesn't pan down, because if it did, it would be like a giant penis like Odorous Urungus from Gwar.
And it'd be just like a giant twig just sticking out like that.
It's like a giant eggplant.
That's where they got the eggplant emoji from.
So she's in love with him after just having met him, and I don't know if he should accept her for being a vegetarian, because then she's eating him, essentially.
Well, that is true.
It's true.
He's probably thinking, love, I think I would have preferred if you were a meat eater, because I'd be terrified that you might try to eat me as a plant.
They totally fuck in the comics.
Well, yeah.
Ew!
Is he eating himself?
Here. He ate himself! He's cannibalizing himself!
Jeez, it's even worse.
This is sick.
Oh my god, they fucked, didn't they?
No, they're about to.
Ew! Well, I mean, when she said she really loves plants, she really loves plants.
Well, to be fair, it's a better relationship than whatever she had with Tommy Lee.
Yes.
There we go.
I'm just gonna close my eyes and dream of a better looking guy.
Yeah, really.
And no way is this the guy that does the voice.
That's not even Ray Wise from the first movie.
Is This is very bizarre and I don't like it.
It's gonna be awkward. Like, then we cut back to it. It's like she's making out with Swamp Thing, and I'm.
Yeah, I know. They need to cut it back with, like, no sounds, so it's really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Her face is just all green. What the hell just happened?
Did we have sex? Or did I just imagine that? They just use the free seashells. Or what is it? What I meant, like, in Demolition Man, like how they have sex in the future. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, three seashells is something a bit different.
That's wiping your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, since, like, you know, this is a bit of a weird question, but since Swamp Thing is entirely a plant, does he have a butt?
We saw his ass before. Am
I
a fool without a
mind? I mean, yeah, he'd have the groove, but would he actually, you know, for the toilet? Or does it just seep out from other parts of his body, since he's like a humanoid plant creature?
This really feels like a pilot for the TV show.
Yeah, it does have that vibe of, like a TV pilot. But from what I understand, and you can confirm this to us, Batch, that from what I understand, the TV show kind of goes back to the more darker tone of the first movie.
Second season does. First season's pretty light. Okay. It becomes just like a monster of the week or villain of the week.
Young and Easy magazine. Obviously, they stole those magazines from the kids.
Yes, yeah.
Yes,
Am I young and easy for you, Doctor?
Ew. Well, excellence
is that one of our security men?
Yes, it is. An emergency.
Well, they were barely doing anything, and they're terrible shots, so we might as well experiment on them.
Their deck was broken when they went down the stairs, so.
Yes. Believe me, it exceeds anything we've attempted thus far.
All our other test subjects are all in the cages, including Nicolas Cage.
But I'm not a plant monster, I'm just Nicolas Cage. But you have a bird on your head, but that's just a regular bird. It's not a mutated bird on top of my head. After you.
Now, you'll notice on thanks for that. I've
all these scientists able to turn, like, creatures and animals together, combine their DNA, but yet they can't find a cure for his comb over.
No.
Have we not learned anything?
Really going...
They...
Really? See, they should have got that dude's hairy chest, got the hair from that, and put it on top of his head. See, they can do that. Doctors can do that.
Meanwhile, in the bag of the system...
This has occurred to me. The kid sounds like Joe Exotic.
Goddamn
Carol Baskins.
That damn bitch, Swamp Thing! Guess what, motherfucker? I gotta go into the swamp to look for Swamp Thing!
I don't know what
we're gonna find some alligators for the zoo.
This is he is the greatest kid actor of all time.
Bigfoot's more famous than this guy! It's not more famous for me because I'm Little Joe Exotic!
Little Joe Exotic.
Who somehow mixed with John C. Reilly and Eric Cartman.
I'm surprised that's not a show on Netflix yet. Little Joe Exotic.
Little Joe Exotic.
It's a cartoon.
Coming soon to Netflix of the fall.
Or Peacock.
So over here in the swamp is where I read my magazines, and over here is my pop collection. I would always be happy here. Well, Swamp Thing, you're not the grossest person I thought. Well, Swamp Thing, you're not the grossest person I've gone out with, so that's a plus.
Wow, that kid ate all the food. He ate everyone's ding-dongs.
I'm stress eating. Ew. I'm
I'm stress eating because of that damn Carol Baskins.
Hey, butthead.
You can obviously tell, like, because I know the first film was R-rated.
Mm.
This one is PG-13. You can definitely tell, like, they tried to make sure not to make this as violent or as explicit as first one. And one of my favorite bit of trivia is about the first movie is the film was actually sued because a parent went down to the video shop, picked up Swamp Thing, because there was, like, two versions. There was, like, the uncut version and then the sort of a PG-13 version. They picked up the version that what they thought was the PG-13 version so they can play it for their kids, and then when they watched it they realized they actually put in the uncut version. So it had a lot more violence and sex and everything in it, so I'm just gonna go over here and beat the shit out of this swamp.
It took my tigers.
There better not be a Darth Vader in there.
Ew.
Help! Help! I'm being attacked by a hairy-chested man!
Some fine acting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I haven't been given a flower since I've seen your prom. It was wilted. Mm.
I've never seen a single flower since. I like how they're fake laughing. It's like, And it really is the loveliest part of the swamp.
Well, at least the kid got it right. One of them is a gorilla. That guy's played by the same actor that played Amy from Congo. I killed Bede.
Yep. When Andy Serkis was doing mocap for King Kong, that wasn't actually a gorilla, it was this guy. So that means you let us go,
right? We should really make fun of people being ridiculously hairy.
What? Well, it's not my fault. He's proud of his hairy chest, hence why he keeps showing it off to people.
I mean, if he wants to be proud of us, his business. Yeah.
He's no longer Swamp Thing. He is now Batman.
Wow, he is harder than Will Smith.
Oh.
Typical.
These jokes were old when you were making them. They're going to be even older when this episode is out.
Yes. You and your little friend over there can compare our overdubbing voices.
Your buddy smells like poo!
So do you, get over there.
See, this kid gets it. He's like, you smell like shit, sir!
If they remade this movie today, that kid would have his own podcast.
Okay. Yes.
You need to remove the lens cap. So. Oh, he just literally just said that.
That would have been hilarious if they just took the photo with the lens cap still on.
Well, you're not going to take any photo.
Jim, what should I do? Should I do something? Do I have a line?
What is line? What's she screaming at? Tommy's there.
Oh my gosh, it's Tommy's penis!
Oh god. It's talking That's to itself again. Back here,
I like how the swamp thing's like little place where he lives, the tranquil area, is not that far from.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Yeah. What is this music? She's gone to the.
Oh no! Heather's gone to the swamp of sadness.
Yeah. As long as the horse isn't in there. I swear he got more poo on his face.
Well, he did go through the pipes in the house, so he probably picked up more poo along the way.
Mm.
I know I should stop him, but I can't do anything.
I'll just stand here and watch it go away.
Yeah,
but this is like, I mean, probably a little familiar. I'll add.
We're at 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 43 seconds.
Now, Bat, you can confirm me for this. Like, I know, I only know a little bit about Swamp Thing, but doesn't in the comic books, like, Swamp Thing, he can actually, like, extend his arms and stuff like that because he's
all. Yes, because he is the green. He is nature.
So he can use not just himself, but also all the plants around him to do his bidding if he wants.
Yeah, like, he could have, like, put, like, fucking vines and shit to stop the boat.
See, they didn't think about this stuff when they made this movie.
They probably didn't have the budget to make that look decent enough to.
They spent it all on the lab.
They spent it on Heather Locklear's hair.
And they also spent it on Angelica Houston's earrings.
Mm.
And that dude's hairy chest.
All right, if you remember.
Oh, that was like $100,000 of the budget just for that.
All right, we are back at 1 hour, 5 minutes, 47 seconds. No, not really. He wasn't talking to me. We've set up sensors all around the property. If anything breaks through those beams. Good. Why does it look like her earrings are just a ribbon? They're very weird looking. We need him for the operation. Don't worry, darling. I'm fully capable of carrying on without the doctor. Of course you are. I can't hear you, babe.
Oh, sorry.
You're cutting out. Can or something. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, like, this is a low-budget production, so they probably actually use ribbon for her earrings.
It's what did they look like. It's very bizarre. Pretty shitty security cameras.
All right, we have... Okay, we got different TVs for all the different streaming services, so we can watch 4 different shows and movies at the same time.
This is this is Disney Plus, this is Tubi, this is Peacock, this is... Apple Plus.
See, Marcy, we need, when we do all of our mini podcasts for the Super Network, we should have 4 TVs so we can simultaneously watch every movie and TV show that we're doing episodes on, so we can watch them at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not gonna remember what we're watching, so probably not. I rest my case. Well now, bitch.
Why does points this female henchman right here, why does she look like Faith Hill, the country singer?
I don't know. Why did they change her in a weird outfit for?
It was a mistake. Your mother was. It was the style at the time. Because that's her, like, her prison outfit.
No, to the contrary, he worshipped her. So much so that I couldn't get close enough to him because he couldn't
let go of her memory. I do.
I'm so confused, but okay.
You want? Never come after me. Now you want some punch? There's some behind me. If I'm a judge of character, you will. You two get along extremely well. It's a good thing. Soon you'll be very close to each other. Very close indeed. And why wasn't Malcolm McDowell again in this? Not in this movie. Hello, everyone. I'm Malcolm McDowell. I was almost cast in this movie, but everyone thought that I was too nice and polite to be an evil bad guy, even though I've played many in the past. Let's just say he has a lease with an option to buy. Hey, no, wait a second. I got my people out there tracking him down, right? Now listen here, yo! Yo! I'm gonna
finish. Yo, now what listen are you here, points. By
tomorrow, if the Punisher couldn't kill me, this Swamp Thing's not gonna kill me.
Exactly! Because my hairy chest will reflect all the bullets and all the plant life that are gonna attack.
What is this?
They're showing scars.
These scars that scars that they're showing each other are as bad as the ones that the guy had in a night killer.
Mm-hmm. They might even be worse.
They're not even that impressive. They're not even that impressive.
Oh my god, there is a Motley Crue reference.
Those are Tommy Lee's,
Yep.
Was it Tommy Lee? Ooh.
We're about to get booby fed.
I wonder how Heather feels about that.
Movie failed a bit, no booby fair.
Hmm, looks like someone's smoking doobies beyond the gate.
The smoking swamp thing.
He's got the good shit.
Yes.
He is the good shit.
He is the good shit, yeah.
See, they need to make like, yeah, they need to make like a swamp theme type of, you know, doobie, like, at some point.
I got my own toys.
Think about what you're doing. And they're all hiding in my chest hair.
Oh my god. You're about to experience. Guys, I'll be back in a minute. I have to go to the bathroom. I'm gonna miss something, I'm sure. I always do.
Don't worry, we'll explain everything when you get back. I like how that seat that Heather is in, it's just literally just those foam tubing things that she's sitting on.
Yep.
Oh, look at that dude's hairy arms. Oh! And that dude's got, like, grenades around his neck? Cool.
Definitely it's harder than Will Smith.
Want to smoke some-
This is too easy.
Way too easy.
This is way too easy. Ooh, the punch is almost ready.
It's cherry.
But have a bit of... So, what is this contraption supposed to be doing to Heather? She's just sitting there. There's nothing like...
Making him younger or giving him eternal life. One or the other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that. But there's nothing really kind of attached to her. Like, there's nothing over her head or any kind of, like, injection into her arms or anything like that. Oh. It's more like a sort of electricity-based kind of power. Yep. Gotta get that electricity. We gotta get these $10 electricity shots in this movie. Increase the dosage. Whee! The spirit of Heather Locklear is going into Dr. Arcade.
I've been here the whole time. So, what did I miss? What are we doing?
He's taking her life force.
I feel as almost as young as that time Heather was in TJ Hooker.
Oh no, she
did. Did somebody say TJ Hooker? Because I'm William Shatner. And why wasn't I cast in this movie?
How this movie should have ended, the two kids should have come to the rescue, guns blazing.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been the best, actually.
I'm gonna ram you over! No!
Not hairy guy.
His hairy chest only had one day left till retirement.
No, always the way to...
His hairy chest exploded.
I mean, he needed a waxing, but that was a bit ridiculous. Remembering the times when I was in a good comic book movie.
So she's meant to be like,
wow,
dead.
I don't look younger. This whole experiment was completely worthless.
Oh,
ew.
Oh.
He's got eczema.
This wanky.
Ew! Wait a second.
You switched the vials.
I'm very disappointed in you for switching the vials.
I don't want to get even. Your life, Abby's life, my life. No importance. What?
So, I.
Oh, he feels very betrayed.
It's gonna kill her. You betrayed me. You all betrayed me.
I'm fed up with this
war. Sorry. Oh! Where did the come from?
Didn't have it a second ago. Anywhere.
Don't worry, love. You'll come back from the dead and be Morticia Adams in the Adams Family film.
God will pardon you.
No, he won't.
That's his job.
No, it's not.
It was Mephisto. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong comic book franchise.
So she's alive?
Dead.
Damn it, you. Damn it, you killed the only woman who would have sex with me in this form. We.
What the hell?
Surprise, motherfucker.
It's Peter Sarsgaard from. It's Peter Sarsgaard from Green Lantern.
We don't talk about that here.
Ah!
Wow, because you can't half tell that's a plastic head. That's what Bee does to me.
Yeah, I know, you can definitely see. I was gonna say, was definitely a nerd prior, because he's got like a nerdish sweater vest under that coat. Oh, wait, that's the dude who had the comb over.
Yeah, it was.
That is one bouncy head.
Well, at least he... It is. At least he learned to shave that comb over and just go bald, like me.
He's owning it.
Yes. What is up with all the random statues of Venus de Milo everywhere?
I don't know. At least it's not as weird as those weird statues of that guy, of those guys in that room from American Ninja 3.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Because that would make more sense in this.
Half of those statues are cake. I've been watching that show. It was a cake, so I'm convinced everything that was cake.
Yeah. Cake.
Oh, please, no.
I want the she's cake. Bow chicka wow wow.
No, she's dead beat. It's necro.
Is it necro?
It doesn't count.
Is it necrophilia if he's a plant and he's dead too?
Yeah, that is true. He's not a human being, so if he's a plant, does it really count?
If you're a poo plant.
These
maybe.
Are weird questions, though.
Where the hell do you get a chainsaw from?
This is for trying to kill my chest hair.
Wow, that lasted ages.
He is the best worst henchman ever.
Uh-oh.
Did he stick his finger up at him first?
He did.
Yes. Woo! He blew up. Once again, his chest hair only had one day he left till retirement.
Mm. This movie is weird.
There's a lot of electricity in this movie, too.
It's very Frankenstein-y.
And I like how there's, like, one of those salad bowls hanging from the roof.
And he's
They're
still
everywhere!
Alive.
They're even... Well, I got my check. I might as well die now. 30 seconds to Mars.
Oh, God.
Dr. Arcane, you can get out of this building.
Hello.
Little help, Swamp Thing. It's not our fault we turned out like this.
I'm so confused by this movie. So he saved...
Frankenstein homage.
Yeah, so he saved her dead body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
not rescuing like sort of things that are alive. Okay.
Yes. Yes. I mean, yeah, he's a living plant creature, but he's not human.
Mm-hmm.
He's an elemental god.
Yes. Swamp Thing is like the poo monster from Dogma.
The Golgotha.
The Golgotha, yes. They're one and the same.
I was not going to let Heather Locklear die in that house, even though she's already dead.
Continuous Venus de Milo's for some reason all over this place, and I don't know why.
Is this movie insinuating that Heather Locklear is Venus de Milo? Don't go into the light, Swamp Thing. I always like it when there's like random shots of obvious like lights in the backgrounds of dark scenes.
Like obvious.
Meanwhile, back in the nicer area of the swamp.
Meanwhile.
If I stroke her hair, she'll come back alive. That's an orgasm face. I'm freaking out.
Oh my god, what is he doing?
He's pulling his I am Groot.
Oh. This is where James Gunn stole the idea from.
Swamp Thing did it first.
Oh, well, she's fine.
Oh, I dreamt I was on Spin City.
Oh, Jesus.
How do you feel?
I couldn't lose you. You're the hottest woman I've ever met who actually likes me.
Meanwhile, these kids are going to play it, make a porno out of it.
We're gonna sell these to the tabloids. Heather Locklear shacky up with a plant monster.
Oh wait, that was just Tommy Lee.
You know Abby.
It's actually Tommy Lee's dick.
Ew.
Cause who knows where that dick has been.
Fair.
Or are you firmly attached to this? This literally is like Shrek and Princess Fiona from Shrek. This relationship.
This is like Tammy and the T-Rex type of shit. Oh my god. Oh,
she's got a plant growing out of her leg. Ow! Ow! My foot is hurting!
She becomes a plant.
She is finally... It's the thing that she always wanted the most. And then all of a sudden the goblins come and then eat her.
And that's the end of
the end. However, though, there is a mid-credit scene.
Well, I guess we'll see if Tubi lets us see it, I suppose.
It did when I watched it, a few weeks ago.
Alright.
So...
Well, it's going to tell us who all the cast were, so there we go.
Mm-hmm. Angelica Houston. I meant Sarah Douglas.
Hairy chest.
And that dude's... And weird earring. Joey Seagal. Not related to Steven Seagal. This dude's comb over. Ace Mask. What a name!
Ace Ventura and the Mask became a person.
Yes.
That is not his real name.
That's like a porn star name. Ace Mask. Ronrico Lee. John C. Reilly. I mean, Eric Cartman. I mean, Alex Jones.
Jesus.
And Swamp Ass. I meant Swamp Thing.
Durock.
Dick Durock. See, that's another porn star name right there, too. Dick Durock and Ace Mask in Debbie Does Dallas Free.
Here's the extra scene.
Yep.
So this was doing after the credit scenes already, before Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay.
They forgot to load the camera.
Oh, is that the scene?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. So they have no proof about Swamp Thing.
No.
Yeah. Fuck you, friend. I'm going to open up an animal sanctuary and get in a with a woman named Caravans.
Coming up next, Invaders from Mars, Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
Arena. And some Elvira.
Yeah, Elvira movies. So, yeah, that was the return of Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous.
But the question is, though, was that a perfect movie for our show?
It's a very Tubi movie.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it has everything. It has human-to-plant sexual relations, hairy chests, comb-overs, and John C. Reilly / Joe Exotic / Alec Jones kid.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But,
But yeah, that was the end of this week's episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. We hope all of our listeners this one. And before we wrap up, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Yes, you can get all your info about the Super Network and the To Be Tuesdays podcast. Head to supermarcy.com and you can find all of our links curated in one easy spot. Just check out the link tree, which is linktr.ee/TubeTuesdaysPodcast. And everything will be in the show notes that you can check out. And if you want to find me, I'm on Twitter at SuperMarcy. And you can find me on Letterboxd at Super_Marcy. And yeah, find all things To Be Tuesdays and the Super Network at supermarcy.com.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Find me on the Pop4D Network every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where Mark Chevalier and I recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day, and every Friday on Avenging Tales, where James Simpson and I do the same thing.
Awesome. And if people want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/bjamline or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/bjamline. And of course, you can find all my work at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and column. So, indeed. Yep, that's the end of episode 60. To Be Tuesday's podcast. Once again, we hope all of our fans enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back next Tuesday for Marcy's pick. What could this superhero comic book sequel be? You'll have to stay tuned to find out.
Indeed.
And so on that note, see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Big green guy is back.
They call me Swamp Thing.
You're a plant, aren't you?
He's come back to settle a score.
Find him and bring him in.
He's got a grudge because they turned him to sludge.
I believe this is yours.
What?
The return of Swamp Thing. Starring Louis Jordan.
What did you do? Sell your soul to the devil?
Let's just say he has a lease with an option to buy.
Heather Locklear.
She can get in my game in terms of most things.
Why can't men be more like plants? I mean, you can stroke a plant and it doesn't get the wrong idea.
And Swamp Thing.
But I can't give you the kind of love you want.
Why not?
I'm a plant.
That's okay. I'm a vegetarian.
The return of Swamp Thing. He's turning over a new leaf for love.
The To Be Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the To Be Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast.